দাঁড়াই গেছে একটা রানী এসেছি আপনার ওই ওই রান্নার ওখানে যে একটা কল হবে সে কলটা কোনখানে করা হবে?
জায়গা কি করবেন
না ওই রান্নাঘরের কথা বলছি না, ঘরের ভেতরে বলছি না, আপনার ওই যে উৎসবের যেখানে রান্না হচ্ছে ওইটা দিয়েই তো পাইপ লাইনটা আসছে আপনার পিছন দিক দিয়ে, পাইপ লাইনটা ওইটা দিয়ে আসছে, ওখানে একটা কল লাগিয়ে দেওয়া
দরকার হলে ওখানে হয়তো গৌ ধরিব। কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ
Maharaj, the devotees, they also want to give some dan.
Bhajante. Yai, bhoi, bhoi, bhoi. Govinda Maharaj chode gaya. Govinda Maharaj chode gaya. Nidai Chaitanya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. What is your plan?
So, can we ask you some questions about paintings for Brahma Sanghita? Sometimes we would ask questions, the artists would put questions to Prabhupada on the details, and he would think that he would describe this sometimes as teasing, that these questions would tease him. Because sometimes they may be a little intricate. So we hope not to be too intellectual about it, but if we can ask the questions simply or clearly, and you could give some advice.
Yes, let me hear, then I can say.
First, this is my own list. You have to listen.
The first painting that we want to do is in the first verse and the second verse there is a description of Gokula, Vrindavan, as thousand petal lotus with Krishna in the center. And in the 26th verse there is a description of Lord Brahma's meditation on the thousand petal lotus of Goloka Vrindavan with Krishna and Radharani and the gopis. So we want to do one painting of the Goloka Vrindavan planet with Radha Krishna surrounded by the gopis. So, do you have the exact questions written down? Did you write them?
Jagat Prana does. I just have these little extra comments that Ramachandra has made.
So it is described that Radha Krishna are seated on a divine throne. And the whorl of the lotus flower where they are seated is described as a hexagonal figure. So we were wondering, what is the meaning that it is hexagonal figure, the whorl of the lotus?
I am sorry that we are not to enter into the discussion of such higher and subtle position of the Leela of Radha Krishna. That is not to be brought into public. And that is the distinction of Gauriya Math and the Sahajiya section. They are trying to imitate all these things, but we are not, we have no faith in imitation. It will come in individual case and it will awaken in an irresistible way when the program of the sadhana stage is finished, it will come automatically, spontaneously. We are believers in that. Not to know the form already, and then we reach there that is not the policy accepted by Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada. Guru Raghavata, Guru Bhangi. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also said, stick to the rulings of the class you are fit for. Then you will see automatically. Yatha yatha gaura padaravindi priyeta bhaktiṃ kṛta puṇya rāsi tathu tathacchat patisiddha kasmāt radha padam bhūja sudhām bhūrāsi. Strictly stick to Gaura Leela Mahāprabhu. And you will find automatically within your heart that the radha rasa sudhām is growing. Don't attempt direct to have it. Vaishnava Hetamali Sechi Nitya Sravan Kirtan Adi Jav. It will come automatically, spontaneously. Not intellectually, you have to approach that. That will give you a bad prejudice. Not only that, a harmful prejudice, and you would have more energy to do away with that layer of misunderstanding. So our Prabhupada did not allow these things. Do your duty in your plane, what you deserve, and that will come naturally. That is his instruction all through, not only temporarily, but all through. That was it. But don't go to a disbeliever, and very eager to see the final result. Don't do like that. And then you will get Maya instead of Yoga Maya. He knows it fully well, but she knows it fully well when you are to be taken into the confidence, taken in the confidential area. And that cannot be acquired by any other thing, but his sweet will, the flow of her sweet will, or his sweet will. Try to have the natural thing, not any thing of imitation or any reflection. Shadow, reflection and the shadow. The two kinds of misconceptions may be there, may come there. Reflection is more dangerous. In Harinam also, it has been stated like that. And shadow, they're both misguiding. And we have to cross that. In our way, that sort of temptation may come. But we must not think that everything will come within the fist of our intellect. একটা শ্লোক আছে, নস্তাং অচিন্তা খলুজি ভাবা নস্তাং তর্কি নজুজিত হুইচ ইজ ইনকনসিভেবল ইনকনসিভেবল ডোন্ট টেক ইট আন্ডার দ্য জুরিসডিকশন অফ রিজন ওয়েন ইট উইল বি এক্সটেন্ডেড ইউ উইল বি অ্যাস্টাউন্ডেড অনলি টু ফাইন্ড এ পিপ ইন টু দ্যাট Nastang tarkin jujait. Don't try to drag down that into the zone of reason. This is autocratic in its nature. It may come in one shape to you, it may go in another shape to another gentleman. It's so expansive and so free in its nature. It is infinite. See? That infinite is the base of that substance. And this, all this, prepare yourself, anchor, but don't make it an object of experience. When Mahaprabhu also talked about that as if in a trance, as if in a trance he is giving description of his wonderful experience of Krishna Leela. Several times we found that sort of deep Leela, the higher Leela of Krishna, to be related by Mahaprabhu himself. Govardhana Leela and the Jalakedi, when he jumped unconsciously into the ocean, and for a few hours carried by the taranga waves of the sea, he was carried to Chakratirtha Param Sarkanda. The Jalakedi of Krishna, he is described how it is. And also, in Chatakpatvat, in his Leela, when his body was transformed like that of a Kushanda, what is it?
Pumpkin.
Then also he described a Leela, but the nature of that description, not any book-produced thing. It cannot be taken into black and white. It's such thing. So we receive the caution often. Then don't try. It will come automatically. Go on with the program that is given by Shastra and the Guru, and it will be, if you have such a possibility of fortune, then it will come to you. Not matter of experience, and it can be given to this and that, not to be tackled in such a way. Yatha yatha gaura padarabindi. Engage your full attention in Gaura Leela, and that will come automatically within you. From indirect way it will come to you. From higher domain, when it will be pleased, it will come down for some time to give you experience, and you will simply be astonished. What is this? Then again, when gone, it is drawn, you will have nothing to lament. A living thing try to come to get the hope. But you cannot make it the object of ours. Such higher thing. Such higher thing. An ordinary man's, ordinary man's conduct with his intimate friends, that is very hard to get. And the secret Leela of the Supreme Lord, how we can dare to enter into, and especially publicly, but it's not possible. Externally we can try to have, to give some description of the outer possibilities, spotabilities, and not actual thing. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol.
So they can do something general.
In general.
Like lotus flower.
Lotus flower representing the idea of beauty, softness, all these things. Lotus flower. And then different petals representing different platform of rasam. There's such a way we can take it. Beauty, softness, no mundane ideas should be drawn there, only the distant similarity. But categorical difference there would be always. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol. Even we are not allowed by our master to read the books where they are described. Govinda Lilamatam. Govinda Lilamatam. And even Stavakushumanjali, even Ujjala Nilamani, did not allow to study and to discuss it. But rather, he would have been very much disturbed if he heard that someone is interfering with the higher lilas in those books. He did not like it.
Maharaj.
Oh.
One question I had on that subject.
Dushtabhal Koribeyat Jan Bhaktivinoda Thakur is giving warning that you will get only the bad result if you venture. Cross the line, there will be bad effect will come to you, aparad. Aparad, na. From the lower position, as almost the steps are shown. Dushraddha, sadhu sangha, bhasavan kirtan, then anartha nevetti. Undesirable thing will vanish altogether, anarthanivetti. Then ruchi, then asakti, then bhava-bhakti, the sprout of real devotion, then prema-bhakti, and sneha man pranay rag anurag bhav mahabhav. By such steps we have to approach there. Hare Krishna. Once Prabhupada remarked, you men, how you will take it, I don't know. One gentleman, of course he was a senior, he wanted to discuss these things with Prabhupada. And he laid much stress to that. And ultimately he left the association of Prabhupada and lived a secluded life. But previously he did much service to the mission, that gentleman. Prabhupada remarked, his true life, he is married with Krishna and she has got a child. Something, yes, such a remarkable one. He was a man, but taking him as a gopi, he wanted to culture about the life of the gopis, and to intimate connection of Krishna and the gopi in this way. He wanted to culture intensely, and Prabhupada marked in that way. Oh, he has turned into a lady, a gopi, and after coming in contact with Krishna, she produced a child. Gauri Haribo. And another time, the Guru Maharaj of Prabhupada, Gaur Kishore Babaji, he was in a hut near the Ganges. Another disciple of Prabhupada, Krishna Chaitanya Sante, he imitated, living Prabhupada, he imitated Prabhupada's Gurudev, Gaur Kishore Babaji, and constructed a tiny hut nearby, and imitated his bhajan, Harinam, and the alochana, the discussion of Narottam Thakur, all these things. And observed strict vairagyam in his physical life. Gaur Kishore Babaji remarked one day that only by entering the room of labor, when a lady gives birth to the child, he is in a room, is it not?
Yes.
In a special room. That is, here it is called Atur Ghar. Atur means rogi, kator, ghar. So, if a lady enters into the room at that labor and shows, emits some pain of giving birth to a child, then child don't come by imitating of the sound. There is many things before, many events, previous events, there must be important previous events. Then the child will come. Only imitation won't give birth to a child. That was his remark to that gentleman. So, Shuddha Satta, you must come in connection with what is known as Shuddha Satta. First, Shuddha Vishuddha Satta, Nirgun world. Shuddha Satta means Nirgun. Satta Gun and Vishuddha Satta. Shuddha Satta, Vishuddha Satta, that Nirgun, come in connection with Nirgun. Then only you may try to approach the subtle happenings or events there. So they are not to satisfy curiosity, as fools rushing angels fear to trade. Fools rushing, but angels fear to trade. So with this spirit, we must approach the whole thing. At the same time, we may not be, by God's grace, disbeliever. So give me, I shall judge the whole thing to the details, then I shall accept what you say. There are many things below, the charm of and the reasonableness of that. That is enough to convince a person to come this side, and they should be left high, on the high above the our heads. So very clear, very cautiously we are to handle all this lila, especially Madhura lila. Madhura lila. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yes, the other day I was thinking, when I joined the mission about a year, Prabhupada arranged for one month Kartika Mas to preach in Vrindavan and asked the Maharaj, Bharati Maharaj at that time, to explain the seventh canto, the story of Prahlada, not of Krishna, Radha Krishna or Yashoda or anything of Vrindavan, but preach Shuddha Bhakti of Prahlada first. They are all ripe in greenness, that sahaja. Just try to make them understand that enter into the domain of bhakti. What about Krishna Lila? That is far, far above. So in Vrindavan, they rather wondered, what is this? In Vrindavan, they are explaining Bhagavat, leaving 10th canto, only 7th canto, Prahlad Lila, the lower portion of bhakti. That was wonderful, that is strange. Again, I found later on, when Prabhupada himself, he gave lecture between Radha Kunda and the Sham Kunda. There is a boundary line. Have you gone there? Vrindavan. Yes. Radha Kunda and the Sham Kunda. And there is a band. And there Prabhupada used to explain for a few days. And Upadesamrita of Rupa Goswami, that was read by him and explained. Not about Radharani, not about Krishna, that Upadesamrita. The basis, his attention was always towards the basis, and the fruit will come of itself. Pour water into the root, pour water into the root, fruit will come up itself. So himself he explained, sitting in the middle of both Radha Kunda and Sham Kunda, and he explained not only Bhagavatam but Upadesamritam. Upadesamritam, you know, that the substance of Mahaprabhu and the language of Rupa Goswami. What are they? Vacho Begam, Manasakrodha Begam, Jiva Begam, Udarupastha Begam, all these things. Krishneti Yasya Gritam, Manasadriyeta, Dikkhasti Chit, Panati Vishya, Bhajanta Misham, Sutrishaya, all these. And this last is Krishna Sutri, Panaya Vasati, Priyosibhurpi Radha, Kundam Chasya, Munivikavitas, Tadige Babbira Varai, Yat Prasthaila Paramasurapam King Punat Bhakti Bhajan, Tat Premedam Sakidavishara, Snatura Vishkaruti. This is the last slok in Upadesamrita. That was explained by Prabhupada. Not even anything of Govinda Lilamrita or Vishwanath Chakravarti's Sri Krishna Bhavanamrita. These things were left. So, our training in that line. Pujala Raghavata Gaurava Bhangi. There is always on our head the prospect of our life, future, life after life. It cannot be finished. We shall rather foster the pure hope that we shall maybe taken in one day in that camp with this idea. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Chaitanya.
Maharaj, sometimes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, he's making reference to Govinda Lilamrita, Ujjvala Nilamani, these other confidential selected works. How are we to take
that? These three chapters are generally, we are not allowed to enter into Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Chaturdash, Adi Chaturdash, and the Ashtamadhyay, that is Madhya Lila, Ashtam Ramananda Rai, to a certain extent, where the Lila portion of Radha Govinda is mentioned, then we had no entrance into that Lila. So Adi Chaturtha, or something like Sarit Damodar, and of course when Parayan is going on, we read, go on reading, making Parayan.
What's
Parayan? But not to enter into details of discussion about that thing. Three chapters.
What do you mean by Parayan?
Parayan means from the beginning to chant the whole book, finish the whole book. That is Parayan.
Continuous reading.
Then we went on reading, but without giving any particular attention to the Lila of the highest order of Radha. That was bhakt. Don't try to come into details there. That will come automatically when the time will be. Don't make it a discussion of the public. Don't take it in the public eye or public. So much so, Prabhupada once, while in Vrindavan, he had got a Balya Bandhu, what is he? Balya Bandhu, a friend of his childhood, one attorney. There. And he came to see him, so he went to give a returning visit, Prabhupada, went to give a returning visit to his friend of boyhood. Then he saw this Paramahansa Maharaj with him at that time. Now Paramahansa Maharaj is at Calcutta, Mahananda Brahmachari previously, he was with Prabhupada. And he went to give the return visit, and when he told he's upstairs, and he went there, and they saw the Prayan Gopal Goswami, he's explaining Bhagavatam, Rasa Lila Uddhaya. And Prabhupada just bowed down his head, and he came away, immediately came away. Then his friend came, leaving that Rasa Lila Uddhaya, that going on explanation. A friend also came down, and yes, the Rasa Lila is going on in the explanation, and you did not take your seat at all, and you just bowed down your head and coming down. What is that the matter? That our Guru's order is such that if you attend Rasa Lila explanation, you will commence offense. You will offense, that will be offense to attend Rasa Lila. So I can't stand there even for a second. I have to come back. This is my Guru's order. So, aparat. So for us, he such a strict behavior he has shown, and we also do that, especially myself. So many other places, the Jhulana Lila, the Rasa Lila, the show by dolls, I never do that. But true to my understanding of my Gurudev's will or his words, I don't make any show of Jhulana or Rasa Lila of the type. I find in my heart that this was not desirable of Prabhupada. not in so many modes. I see at present. I hear also that they are doing that. But I strictly abstain from that sort of showing. Jhulana Leela or Raso Leela. That is too high for us, I consider. I must be true to my hearing, to the words of my Gurudev. If I want my realization and not my position, the position or sort of popularity, popularity to attract people by such show, and to make money or make a favorable field for preaching. And they may do like that, but I don't do. I don't want popularity, nor any position of a higher acharya. I am a student. Still I am a student. I consider myself to be a student, a faithful student, what I have from my Gurudev. I try my best to stick there, to keep my position there as I heard from him. And I don't want to mutilate that any way to suit my purpose. I try not to do that. So, of course, for big propaganda, and they may take different ways as they think they are now free. But I am not a member to do so, to go on in such way. I try, because when Prabhupada offered me to go to the West, and I told simply that I don't consider myself fit to go there, to the West. I won't be able to show success there for such defects. Two defects I showed. Then some of the sannyasins, they showed much reverence to me. What is this? There's so many persons there. To take, you lose this chance. You neglect to take advantage of such a position that you are you will be a worldly preacher. You have no hankering for that. I told, yes, Maharaj, I have no hankering of such position. My only humble ambition is that I may be reckoned as a sincere devotee of Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev. No other ambition I have in my mind, to become a world preacher and so on. So, in my nature I am such and such. Such and such. I want truth. And I hope I crave for the mercy of the Vaishnavas and you all, that I may not have that ambition, but to be the humblest, most humble servant of the Lord. I may not be misguided. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I may engage myself in the lower form of service. Taddasu dasu dasu anandasattam dehi me prabhu. My faith may be so firm and may be of such quality that the least offer of his service, of divine service, may satisfy me. I may not be ambitiously to run high, to get the chance there in the higher officer class. with my last connection with the divinity, I may go on satisfied with my life. Gaudiya Vaishnava. Mahapadadhuli Mahaprabhu says, just consider myself a dust at the feet of you, Krishna. What is that sloka? Kinkaram Vai Nandatanuja Kinkaram
Patitamam
Vishwami Bhavam Bodho Kripaya Tava Pada Pankaja Dhuli Sadishan Vikintaya. Consider me to be one of the dust that is in your feet. That may be our guidance. That is too much. Our faith should come to such a grade in quality that we may be satisfied to be with, becoming a dust in his feet. Then by his sweet will it may happen anything. But our humble aim should be to have the least connection of the divinity, real, not a concocted Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Bhujala Ragapatha Gaurava Bhangi. Very sweet. The Ragapatha is on the head. The Ragapatha, we are servants of the Ragapatha. We are in Vidhimarga. Under Shastric rule, we must live and move under Shastric rule and always keep the Ragapatha on our head. Once, Prabhupada, while in Radha Kunda, one panda, he, in his talk, made a side remark that we are Brahmins in Braja, we can ashirvad, we can bless Das Goswami. And Prabhupada was perturbed by such haughty remark. Das Goswami is the highest acharya in our camp, in Gaudiya camp. And that fellow, he says that he is able to bless Das Goswami, and I am to hear that. Is that taking food? You won't take food. And he remarked, if I was an ordinary Babaji, I won't care, I leave the press. I would leave the press. But I am running with the motor car here, I like an acharya. I have got the responsibility. Moving here in the pose of an acharya, that I shall protect the sampradaya, I shall brush the dust, the undesirability from the sampradaya. In a motor car I am running on the Vrindavan. How can I tolerate such remark against my guru? He left food. No, I won't. Pratikar means, pratikar means is, arrangement for any relief or something like that.
Counteraction,
but something else is made by me. I won't take any food. But as a Prabhupada fasting, we all fasting. Then one influential person, when he heard the news, he came. And he anyhow managed to take that Brahmin, and he begged pardon, excuse me. I'm an ordinary man, a fallen fellow. I do not know the greatness of Dasa Goswami. He came in a caste, in a Shudra family, and I am in Brahmin family. With general insinuation, I made such remark. But now I find that I committed mistake, please forgive me. Then, of course, it was minimized, and the Prabhupada took food, and we also took food. The Rapujala Raghavata Gaurava Bhangi. Gaurava Bhangi. Always. Like, his posing was that of a protector, or not only protector, a servant protector of the sampradaya. He himself remarked, he said, the Bhakti Vinod Thakur have taken a pose that I am a jharudar. Jharudar means who rubs away the dirt. The Nityananda pose, Namhatta. Namhatta. And I am a jharudar. One who with a broomstick in his hand, he brushes the darts, clears. She is jharudar. What do you
sweeper.
Sweeper. And the